Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Hour number two brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL No Huddle just a couple of minutes away. 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Hawks insider Caleb Johnson going to join us in about 20 minutes as well. He was, of course, there last night covering the draft, and we'll get his thoughts on kind of everything that went down over the last couple of days. It's pretty crazy because I know you can't talk to Anse Saleh about it yet because not everything is official. Like the Porzingis stuff isn't official until...
You could talk to him. You just can't comment on it.
Yeah, I guess you could ask him. Hey, just vaguely describe any large, like 7'5 European guys you might potentially want
to
add to
add,
the team.
Say, yeah, that's what I would have gone.
Maybe if somebody with the initials KP were to play center for you next year, what would his... All right. But yeah, we'll get Caleb in here to talk about that. That can't be official until July 6th, right? Which is a while. I know, because a lot of times it's right around the 4th, and the 4th is a Friday, so then they want to wait the weekend, I guess, but the 6th is a Sunday. Anyway, I don't know. All this stuff can't be made official until later. That does not mean that any of the trades or any of the fun stuff that's been going on, contract extensions to free agents and stuff, that'll all get leaked and announced, and you'll know about it. Like, the Kristaps Porzingis trade is going to happen. It just can't be made official until the new league year starts. But Trey and Kristaps Porzingis were tweeting at each other over the last couple of days. Like, it's happening. He wrote a thank you to Boston letter and published it.
Well, I feel like social media teams for these teams don't care about the rules.
Oh, because at one point they probably did, but now I haven't seen anything from the Hawks. Have they put anything out?
I don't think they have.
Because I know Trey can, because he's a player. Like, he's not beholden
not
to any
in
of that
regards,
kind of stuff.
I've seen, like, well, like the Mavericks were, like, welcoming Cooper Flagg before the draft.
Right.
Like, on their official thing. And I'm right. Like, I don't know. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I also never understand exactly how long the arm is, because I understand why the general manager can't talk about it yet, because the league year hasn't happened.
Honestly,
like, because like
still don't understand.
Fair enough.
I mean, like realistically,
yeah, fair enough. I'll say this: we talked about this with the hat thing on draft night. Like, I think the NBA should seriously consider rearranging its offseason so this stuff happens when you can talk about it, so guys can swap hats on draft night if trades have happened before the draft. You can account for that, and you can talk about it as if the Hawks aren't making the 22 pick and they're actually making the 23rd pick. It's just all very messy and unnecessary. You could make it very the way the NFL does it, where you have free agency first and then the draft afterwards, makes it much cleaner.
Real quick, who did the Hawks officially draft last night? They officially drafted Derek Queen.
Yeah,
and then but 23 was an official draft pick of Asa Newell, right?
No, Asa Newell was drafted by the Pelicans.
So that wasn't even our pick. I don't.
Yeah, no.
So the only official night, Hawk draft pick was Derek Queen
and Drake Powell. They drafted at 22 also, because that hasn't happened yet. I mean, he put a Hawks hat on when he was up there last night.
Okay.
So yeah, Asa Newell But then he was introduced last night, so he talked to the...
I don't know how it works.
I don't either.
Like,
it's all,
figure this out. It can't be...
it's all very confusing.
Like, we're joking about it from, like, an entertainment fan analyst perspective and all that. It's really hurtful to the players who have worked their lives to get to this point, and then the memory, the lasting moments, the photographs of that night aren't real right. to an extent.
Right. And then there's
that needs to be addressed.
Then there's the flip side of it too, just for like the fan pain aspect of it. Like, no, there doesn't need to be a picture of Luka in a Hawks hat.
Yeah,
you know
like,
what I mean? Like
we
that
need
doesn't
to get away from
that doesn't need to have ever happened. It never happened, and we don't need to see it, but it's out there. And every once in a while it pops up just to make you feel worse about it. Hey, but I think you're probably feeling better about the Hawks situation after what happened over the last 36 hours. We'll talk to Caleb about all of that coming up in 15 minutes. We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40 as well. Let's kick things off with an NFL no huddle. All right, so there's some real news today. Over the last couple of days, it's been pretty light, obviously. It's that time of the year in the National Football League. You don't really want to see any players in headlines, and there aren't a ton other than quotes on podcasts, but Tampa Bay Buccaneers reportedly extend a contract for head coach Todd Bowles and general manager Jason Light, multi-year contract extensions. Totally understand why they would do that. Like, they've been in the playoffs every year.
This is a franchise that could have severely fallen off after they put things together with Tom Brady.
It just felt like it was going to. You had the window with Brady. You clearly took advantage of it. You won the Super Bowl. And then they took a big swing on Baker Mayfield. And not even a big swing. That was honestly more of like a...
It's a fair market value swing.
Like, but the first contract they got him to was pretty low, wasn't it? Like,
it was still $40 million
was it? Okay.
per.
No one was really raving about them doing it, and lo and behold, they've been in the playoffs every single year since they did it, so good for them. I will say this just sort of like crossed my mind from a Falcons perspective. Falcons could have prevented that. Like, if the Falcons were
winning their own games?
If the Falcons were the team that made the playoffs out of this division, certainly last year when they beat that team twice, and the year before, realistically, then we'd be having different conversations. But obviously, it's not the way that it went. It's never good news, in my opinion, to see general managers and head coaches in your own division being extended, because that means that they've been having success.
Yeah, and I'm not overly surprised by Jason Light. Todd Bowles, I thought, was really on some shaky ground at times. I thought there was some conversations. Bruce Arians going to come back and they're going to switch him out again and all that stuff. And I'm still not exactly sold on Todd Bowles as like a great NFL head coach, but good enough to get a couple wins and a new deal.
But you understand why they would, obviously.
Of course.
I'm just hopeful that over the course of the next 12 months, you're seeing an extension for the Falcons general manager, because
it means
that would mean success.
Yes.
Because it's one or the other. I mean, he's either not here or it's an extension.
Correct.
Hopefully it's an extension, because that means
success.
Shaquille Griffin has re-signed with the Seattle Seahawks, contract worth up to $4 million. All right. Robert Kraft said that the last 2 years were the worst in his 31 years of ownership, and that we're going to have fun this year, I promise. All right.
He didn't say we're going to win this year.
Fun.
So we're going to have fun.
Whenever, in my experience, whenever we've described a team coming into a season as fun, that's just a nice way of saying I don't think they're going to be very good.
I remember a 13-win Hawks team that I described as fun.
What was fun about it?
How bad they were.
Oh.
It was like the Josh Smith, and it was enjoyable in my own...
Oh, okay. Yeah,
my
yeah.
own ugly sense of...
Because they were young, and
they were, no, they were not
it,
supposed to be good.
But you could kind of see it coming. Okay. Maybe.
You could see things.
Josh Smith would windmill on guys every once in a while.
And then he hit 1-3 in the first quarter. You're like, well, that game's done.
Oh, now he's going to take seven more.
You forget about that.
An early made three for Josh Smith is the worst thing that could happen to him.
There'd be games where he'd just have some of the most vicious blocks.
Dude, I loved that guy.
One of my favorites.
And I was living in Seattle at the time. Like, no, you know, nowhere near talking about the Hawks or thinking about them like that. I was like, I don't know who that guy is, but every time he talks, it's awesome. And every time he blocks a shot or dunks on a guy, it's amazing. George Pickens, and I don't know all the details on this, so I'm not going to try to make a big thing of it, but George Pickens is not going to attend the George Pickens Youth Football Camp. Now it's happening in Pittsburgh, and obviously he got traded.
He did.
Now he did say that he was going to, but then a couple of days ago said that he's not. Pat Freiermuth is going to fill in, so at least there will be a Steelers player there on behalf. But that's a tough look when the guy that camps for doesn't go to it.
Yeah, and it's just not it's not a good look, and it's one of those things where if you didn't want to do it, man, like after you got traded, I think we all would have understood if you had said at the time we're going to can the whole thing.
Yeah, we get it. He doesn't play here anymore.
Maybe there was already money involved.
Where'd he get traded to? The Cowboys?
Houston? Right?
No. Pickens?
Texas?
Texans?
Dallas?
I thought Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
I think I read Texans and it said Texas, but yeah.
Well, hang on a second. I got to do. I'm like pretty sure,
it's Dallas. You're right.
Yeah. Okay. So do one down there.
But just say I'd like to can it.
Do you recall as a kid going to sports camps where professional athletes made appearances?
Yeah, I met Steve Smith.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Really?
Not the receiver.
Smitty. Yeah, yeah.
NBA
yeah.
player.
Yeah.
No, I went to like 2 or 3 years of like NBA Hawks junior basketball camp or whatever.
Yeah, they had Sonics versions of that as well, and. There was a couple different, it was always coaches and that was fine, but you're not really getting super excited about like Dwayne Casey being there. But Michael Cage came 1 year and taught everybody how to shoot free throws. Now, Michael Cage was like a career 54% free throw shooter, but that's neither here nor there. It was all about your routine and everybody got to practice their free throw routine all day. Mm-hmm. It was so fun.
My dad went to basketball camp at UNC coached by Larry Brown.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's about all we got for the NFL No Huddle. The Browns are going to try to move out of downtown Cleveland. They passed a law.
Well, they revised
a law called the Art Modell Law, which I think probably meant that they couldn't leave downtown Cleveland.
So, here's kind of what the law was and now what it is. It was about previously leaving Cleveland. Now, there's still a rule in effect, a law, but it's the entire state of Ohio.
Right.
So, the Browns can't leave Ohio, which now has opened up like this other random discussion in Columbus. Like, hey man, you think we can get the Browns here?
They could.
I mean, in theory,
yeah.
But like, no.
If all of the options expire in Cleveland and there's enough money, they'll do it. They left once already. They'll leave again. Anybody will leave.
To Columbus?
Yeah. Why not?
Come on.
Call them the Ohio Browns, like the Golden State Warriors. What's Ohio? The Buckeye State?
Yeah.
The Buckeye State Browns. There you go.
That's a terrible name.
It's not that bad.
It's
they're already
bad.
The Browns. They're named after a color.
Yeah, but they...
And their main color is orange. They're named after a color, and their main color is not even that color. It's already the dumbest franchise that exists. They could play in any city they want. It doesn't matter.
Brownie the Elf.
And their mascot's an elf. They're named after a color. Their main color is orange, and their mascot's an elf.
Who's
Come
named
on.
Brownie?
They named Brownie. They could play in Columbus. They could play in Toledo. Who gives a damn? Morehead State's going to rename their stadium after alum and former Super Bowl MVP Phil Simms. Good idea. All right. We'll come back because Caleb Johnson's going to join us. I don't know. I just read all the ones you wrote down. I thought maybe you wrote them down because you liked them.
I'm just giving you options, man. I'm just giving you options. I did like the George Pickens one.
Yeah, me too. Also, Aaron Rodgers says he and Mike Tomlin have had conversations every week. And now you know every story we had for the NFL No Huddle. It's a quiet time of year, man. It's a quiet time of year. Hopefully somebody says something crazy on a podcast tomorrow so we can do an NFL No Huddle about it. Caleb Johnson's going to come on the show and talk about the Atlanta Hawks next. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
20 minutes away from getting into the back page with Bo. We'll get back to the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour as well. Obviously, a lot of reaction to the first round of the NBA draft from last night, and really just what the Hawks have been doing the last couple of days, which is why we wanted to get Caleb Johnson in here, 92.9 The Game Hawks Insider, to help us react to, obviously, last night and the trade the day before that, and maybe what's coming down the road as well with some other options that the Hawks have as the offseason continues. Caleb, thanks for giving us some time today, man. How are you?
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, I'm great now. Got to sleep in this morning. So after a really late night last night, feel honestly really positive about the direction of this Hawks team. And I don't have to just say that as in I'm trying to just find positivity. Like, no. These are legitimate things that the Hawks are doing right now that are like, oh, do we have a competent front office? Because it sure feels like it.
Yeah, that's almost like exactly what we were saying in the first segment was, I don't, you know, without getting too over my skis on it or, you know, trying to blow it out of proportion, like what they pulled off last night in terms of the trade to get next year's unprotected first really feels to me like a signal. Like it really does. And that's where my mind went was, okay, like that's what these guys are doing already. They did the Porzingis trade, and we'll get to that in a couple of minutes, but it's like that trade to get that pick last night was some really high-level competency from a front office that I don't know that we've seen in a long time. I don't know. So it seems like you're kind of reacting to it the same way. Just give me your thoughts when you found out that the Hawks were pulling that off, because mine were that there was a typo in the report.
Very similar, Andy. I think it was – I was trying to figure out – excuse me. I was trying to figure out what part of the trade I was missing. Like, there had to have been another element of this whole thing that I just wasn't sure about. But then once you finally find out of, okay, so you're moving down 10 spots and you're taking on an unprotected first rounder between Milwaukee, a team that just lost Damian Lillard as their point guard. And so they're not going to be as good of a team, and they could still trade Giannis away, or New Orleans, who lost DeJounte Murray as their point guard, and is they're kind of a disaster to some extent right now as far as direct that team. You have to also think the Hawks just hired Bryson Graham, the Pelicans GM, who was a part of the fleecing that the Hawks did on the opposite end when they traded DeJounte Murray there and got Dyson Daniels and that 22nd pick that they used to flip for Porzingis. So then he gets to be on the opposite end, and you would think that Troy Weaver would maybe pump the brakes on being involved with another trade with the Hawks because of how they took advantage of them last time. But no, once again, you're looking at a potential top five draft pick next year to move down 10 slots to then get a guy who I think is still a really solid asset to your team. I think a rotational piece more likely than anything, but you still need those guys to be a part of your team. And like, this is what, I mean, to kind of blow it up into bigger perspective, like this is what Indiana and OKC had that helped them get to the finals of having role players who play their role really well and are super athletic.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. And you mentioned the role player there you're obviously referring to is the man they did pick at 23, Ace Newell. And Caleb, I mean, you've heard this city the same way I has. This is a guy a lot of fans would have been happy with at 13. I think obviously getting next year's pick is great value. I think picking Newell at 23 is great value as well.
Yeah, this was something that it was funny to hear Auntie Salah talk last night about. They had a bucket of players, he said. And so Asa was one of those players that they weren't sure if he would be available at 23 because and mock drafts for the NBA are far less they don't really work out nearly as well as the ones in the NFL do. But mock drafts had him going anywhere from, I think, like 12 to 18, down to, I think, Sam Vecenie of The Athletic had him in the low 20s. So it's just kind of all over the place for a guy who is, once again, 19 years old and a bit undersized for his position. But I think what the Hawks liked about his size is the way he is able to switch and the way that he is athletic. That's a kind of a big part of it. I think the other part with Asa is, you know, we see Jalen Johnson be really strong at the rim, throwing down dunks and that sort of a thing. Well, Asa does that as well. I think I saw with his UGA season, he only missed one shot in transition over the whole season. So he's really strong at the rim, and that's just something else that I think this Hawks team could really use.
Caleb Johnson, 92.9 The Game, Hawks insider, joining us, talking about last night's first round of the draft. It started before that, though. We got the news earlier in the week that the Hawks made a trade to acquire, or are going to make a trade to acquire, when it can become official, Kristaps Porzingis. I think we understand the risk, obviously. He's been hurt a lot. That's part of the reason why he's available in the first place. But what do you think about his fit with this team as it stands, with the guys that we already know are here?
I mean, I like, not to say it's a perfect fit, because we've obviously not seen him play a minute with the Hawks, but it just feels like, in terms of his skill set and what he can bring to this team, you needed a big that can stretch the floor. He can do that. He can knock down shots. He can block shots really well. So he's going to help you defensively in the paint. And then he's 7'2". So that's kind of a thing that this team was needing in size. I found it funny that I asked Auntie on Monday about size when it comes to this team, because if we're all honest, we know how tall Onyeka is, and we know how tall Trey is. And those two guys are typically undersized for their position. And so I asked Auntie how important it is to bring size to this team. And he gave a very political answer, at least as far as going, we aren't worried necessarily about traditional size. And I think he was talking more of the draft. Like, we don't just have to go draft a 7-footer because we need size. However, it was interesting that he followed it up the next day by going to get Kristaps Porzingis, who is 7'2", who brings a lot of size to this team. And I think it's something they needed. It's one of the, when it comes to the risk element, I'm sure you guys have talked about it thoroughly. Like, every trade is going to have risk. If you were going to trade for Giannis, you were going to give up half your team. If you're going to give up someone else, or if you're going to trade for someone else, like, there's going to be some asterisk attached to them. Dyson Daniels was a guy that you weren't certain if he could shoot well enough, or you weren't certain if you thrusted him into the starting role, if he could actually handle it. Well, he was able to handle it. And so the evaluation that this front office is putting together right now, I think it was worth the risk of rotational pieces that you traded away, as well as, let's be honest, a contract in Terrence Mann that limited you in the future, that you are now out from underneath, and you can see, are you good with Porzingis and you can bring him back? If not, okay, we can kind of wash our hands of this and move on, yeah, and not be tied into the future of bad contracts.
So you add Porzingis, you add Noel. Doesn't mean you won't continue to add size, but to an extent, you've kind of checked that box in terms of team needs. What's next in the pecking order for Anssi Salé and the Hawks front office in this offseason?
I think you got to go find a point guard, because I don't think right now you have a backup point guard on this roster. Of course, the number one option on that list is going and re-signing Caris LeVert, who is your free agent, who it was interesting, once again on Monday when we talked to Anssi, he kind of tipped his hand in that he said, we have free agents, our own free agents that we want to bring back. And I believe number one on that list is Caris LeVert. I think you could also look at Larry Nance Jr. as being a potential option, but you're in a bit of an interesting place at center, because you have Dominic Barlow. You don't have to keep him around. You could re-sign Larry Nance Jr. You could go out and today trade back into the second round and draft another center. I don't necessarily think you would go in the second round and draft a point guard, but that doesn't mean that they won't. I think the other element, too, is what you do with Kobe Bufkin, because I think Kobe was drafted initially to come in as that backup point guard option. And then in the limited time we've been able to see him play, seems like he's maybe better suited for a two guard kind of a situation, not necessarily ball in his hand. And so if you lose out on Caris LeVert, are you kind of looking around and seeing what you could get I think Dennis Schroeder is going to potentially be out there. Gary Payton II is going to be out there. Like, what do you do as far as addressing that backup point guard need? Because as we saw, when Trey's not out there, you need someone to facilitate the offense. And right now that player is not on the team.
Caleb, great stuff. We appreciate it as always, man.
Yeah, you guys have a good one.
Caleb Johnson there, 92.9 The Game, Hawks insider, giving us a little bit more insight into Anssi Salé's thought process leading into last night. And some of what's next as well, which, you know, kind of we're always in that mindset in an off season where it's been pretty good so far. I don't know how you could feel a ton better about what they've done as far as adding to the team for next year and thinking down the road. The other part of what they did last night too was you never know, like with the trade exception that they have and now that unprotected pick for next year. I mean, you might be able to make a move to get a really talented player here before this offseason is over. Like, you don't necessarily have to use that next year. You could use that as a chip to try to get somebody on board this offseason as well if you're really trying to go all in. I don't know if that's what they're trying to do or not, but that's just such a benefit of having an asset like that. Like, an unprotected first-round pick that's either the Pelicans or the Bucks for next year is as good of a non-player asset as you can have in the NBA. Like, that's tradable. Other teams want that. That has value.
28 other teams. There was one team who very clearly didn't want it.
Yeah, Pelicans didn't want it. Pelicans didn't want it.
Still don't get that
and
one.
I guess the Bucks didn't want it either initially.
Well, I guess.
But
I'm fascinated by the timeline.
Me too.
Because you and I kind of talked about, is it a one-year window with the East and guys being hurt? And because of this pick potentially, and because of other things that may or may not work out, we'll find out. But like, this era could just be starting.
I think it is, just because of how young the core is. I would keep the pick. I would keep the pick just out of sheer curiosity.
At least until you know what it is.
Yeah. And because it could be a top five pick.
Because if you trade it, it's like, oh, it's probably just going to be seven, and it ends up being one or two. Yeah.
Because you got to hedge your bets on Porzingis. Like, worst case scenario next year, you're not that much better than you were last year if Porzingis is hurt and other things don't break your way. So having a top five pick in your back pocket would be nice.
Yeah.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Thanks for being with us. Trillville Thursday, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We'll be right back.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Here's why. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Trillville Thursday. We'll get to the back page with Bo in just a couple of minutes. As we just, you know, it's the day. I guess it's not the day after because the second round of the NBA draft is tonight as well. And like Caleb Johnson was telling us, I'll probably flip back and forth. The Braves are on MLB Network tonight, right? It's a little national sort of. And kind of go back and forth. Like last night, you had all kinds of options because you had the Braves. You had the draft. You had Atlanta United taking on the Columbus Crew.
Yeah, talked about that game.
Do you want to devote how much time does that game deserve?
We're done.
Okay.
Yeah. we've spent it.
It's been mentioned in the sports flashes, and that's about it. Boy, that team's just not playing very well, are they? Anyway, Abe's no comment.
I wasn't going to add to it. I told you our time has been spent.
Time's up. We were surprised to see some of the numbers on the the contract extension that Austin Reeves turned down from the Lakers. They offered him a 4-year, $90 million contract extension. Now, that's the max they could offer him on an extension off of the current contract that he has because he signed such a small deal a couple of years ago.
He now becomes the top free agent talent hitting the market.
Next year in 2026.
Yeah.
So turning down that $90 million extension allows him to hit the open market next year and be eligible for, if the Lakers were going to do it, which they won't, a 5-year, $250 million max.
Oh, come on.
Or he can hit the open market to another team on a 4-year, $180 million max, which, like, that seems crazy. Like, I wouldn't give Austin Reeves $180 million for 4 years, but somebody might.
I might give him, like, $150, though.
Sure.
Like, not that far off.
No. I just can't max him. I wouldn't max him.
Right.
And I don't think they will, but somebody might. Like, there's crazy max contracts. Now, a lot of them are got on like, rookie maxes from guys that teams drafted, but somebody's going to pay him a ton of money.
Lakers,
so it makes sense to opt out of
They're on such a weird timeline because they know they're going to have to keep paying Luka as we move forward through this. But they also know that LeBron is coming off at some point in the next, I mean, I'll say 5 years to be safe, but probably 2 years, maybe 1 year.
Well, yeah, I think like, they're going to get an option after next year.
Yeah, they're going to get $50 million back. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, off the books, whatever, at some point. But are we using that on Austin Reeves at that point? I don't know.
The sale also was made final today. Like, they sold the Lakers. Now, Jeannie Buss is going to remain the
governor,
whatever you call it, the governor. Like, she's in charge for a while going forward. But, yeah, that's a wild one.
That's
man.
A weird term.
What?
Governor.
Okay.
It's just, as a kid, you're obviously so brought up to learn the political aspect of governor.
Yeah.
Like, being the governor of a company or organization is, I don't know, it feels like it's the wrong term, doesn't it?
It doesn't feel as cool. Like, no offense, being the governor of a state obviously is a big deal. But, like, if I'm going to be something in an organization, can I be the president? Like, I'd rather be the vice president than the governor. If it's of like if we did that at 92.9 The Game and we had titles like that, and I know
right.
we have brand manager and all that kind of stuff, but if we did president, vice president, all that, I'd rather be the vice president of 92.9 The Game than the governor of 92.9 The Game. That's like a step up from secretary or treasurer. Remember that in ASB, Associated Student Body, when you could run for president, vice president, secretary, or treasurer.
HOAs treasurer, have treasuries.
You had to be careful with the treasurer because they got to handle the money.
You don't trust them.
If you had to trust them.
Do you ever have, like, a treasurer that you're like, that guy's not good at math?
Yeah.
Why is that guy doing accounting?
The sad one, and this happened locally. It happened in my wife's hometown, too. You get people that are the treasurers of, like, the local Little League, and then they're stealing.
Oh, just skimming money. Yeah,
yeah,
of course.
Just stealing money from kids who are just trying to play baseball or softball. Man, you're a dirtbag. Like, if you're doing that, my high school golf coach wrote a grant to the public school system to get an extra $2,000 for our golf team, got it, and then cashed it and kept it. And then they were like, hang on, he kept that, and then he just quit for all over $2,000. I don't know what he bought with that. Hopefully something good. Anyway, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
So it broke yesterday, a little bit of news about Ronald Acuna Jr. participating in the 2025 Home Run Derby, which I absolutely love. So the news broke on ESPN. Ronnie went on there with Franco. He talked through translator, very, very, very excited. So when the news got broken by MLB Network, I thought it was a lot cooler. Here's Greg Omsinger singing the praises of Ronald Acuna Jr.
Breaking news regarding Ronald Acuna Jr. has nothing to do with getting in trouble for the antics the other day of throwing the invisible grenade towards the Mets dugout. No, Ronald Acuna Jr. has announced he will partake in the Home Run Derby. It's going to be at Truist Park in Atlanta. The fans are going to go bonkers.
Yes, yes, yes.
For Ronald Acuna Jr., who really gets it, by the way. He's a showman. He really understands that he's an entertainer.
Thank you,
not
Greg.
Not just an athlete.
Thank you, Greg, because it seems like Greg gets it too. Yeah, I've gotten a lot of the DMs from some of the videos and stuff from the New York media and the people that I, like, the other day they were like, yeah, the Braves have beat us 5 times in a row. We better hit them. Oh, you have that? Cool. You
want to? So that would have been on our sister station, WFAN, on Tierney and Licata. These guys evidently have a problem.
Sal's back at it.
But this wasn't even, correct me if I'm wrong, and I may be, because I only heard this clip. From what I heard, it was just that the Braves had beaten them 5 times in a row, and the team needed a spark. It wasn't Ronald Acuna celebrating too much.
He brings up Ronnie, you know, being Ronnie, but this is while they still got 22 on their team, being a crybaby every time he strikes out.
They have, like, the most showman in the league on their team.
He does some kind of weird hip thrust every time.
Yeah, man. He's doing, a sex move every time.
So I didn't realize these two guys were this, I don't know, what's the word, curmudgeon-y?
All right, I'm going to tell you, get off the lawn here. It's coming. Off I mean, the can the Mets put one in the back of Acuña at some point? The gyrations and the dancing drives me absolutely nuts. And I'm not going to really waste much time on that because I know it's a different generation. It doesn't happen. Everybody's buddy-buddy. Even going back to the Sunday night with Soto and Realmuto when he goes up to home plate, talking about the chess match and the smiles. Like that stuff does bother me, but it is what it is, and it's not going to change, even though I wish that it would.
So, what is he saying? Because it seemed like he just kind of undid everything that he said. So he wants Ronald Acuña hit.
He wants the Mets to hit Ronnie for, okay. I guess,
because the clip that I heard,
parking one.
They were talking about they've beaten us 5 times in a row. We can't even beat them at home where we beat everybody. We need to throw at one of these guys to try to get things going. Now, if you saw it last night, they didn't hit him. But Ronald's first at bat, first pitch, high and tight. Like, it was. I don't know if that was intentional or not. Probably it was. And I guess that's what, just a warning, stop doing so good?
It worked, man. He was on base 3 times, extended that multi on base
streak.
Yeah, so
drove in 2 of the 3 yeah. runs that the Braves scored last night. Yeah, right. So I guess that really kept him in check. I don't know, man. Juan Soto's on your team. Like, Juan Soto's out there.
How can you say, maybe they say the same thing about Soto because they don't speak too highly of their own players.
Oh, that's true.
Like they're all over Pete Alonso. They're all over Soto. They're all over the freaking how much they've been losing lately. So the New York fans just hate everybody. So enjoy your miserable life.
I also didn't because the Major League Baseball Network clip that we played commented on punishment for the grenade thing. Is that a thing people are talking about? I didn't know.
Surely not, but at some point maybe they're going to be like, oh, well, you can't do the gun point, so you can't throw a grenade in our dugout. It was kind of funny, though.
I think it's pretty cool. Yeah, I think it's a pretty cool celebration.
Toss a grenade over there. And
then he covers his ears. It's great.
Fantastic.
I love it, but also, you know, he's my favorite player on my favorite team, so I guess maybe I'm biased.
Y'all didn't give this much run this week, and I had it on the back page, but it didn't make the top of the back page either until today. So tight end university, I guess everybody knows that Kyle Pitts wasn't there. Charlie Warner was. 75 other tight ends were.
Can I just add one caveat?
Sure.
Kyle Pitts has been there in the past. It is something that he has attended before.
But not this year,
but not
2025.
That almost makes it worse.
Okay, maybe almost make it worse.
You know what I mean?
When like his backup was there. So Taylor Swift even made an appearance. She came and sang to the guys over the weekend. So one of our crack research staff, i.e. our listeners, Seth from the ballpark sent me this about 20 minutes ago. There was an IG post that was made, and it just had Kyle Pitts on it, and just like, ooh, Kyle Pitts doesn't show up at Tight End Academy or whatever. Mm-hmm. So Kyle commented on this IG post.
Oh, really?
And it said, let me get this right here. Oh, crap.
Uh-oh. It's not since deleted.
God forbid someone has a personal life.
Great response.
No, you need to have your butt at the freaking tight end camp if your backup's there.
Who cares?
You should care. Go make a better tight end. It's not like he's setting the world on fire.
Here's where it comes down for me with Kyle Pitts, because he's entering a contract year. This is potentially not going to be our problem at this time next year. He's either going to play well.
Yeah, but it's also not
going to. I don't have
gonna,
to care.
Whether or not he goes to tight end university is not going to impact what he does for the Falcons in 2025. He's been there before.
He could learn a new route.
That's true. It's possible. Maybe.
I mean, they are talking about football stuff.
But I'm saying he's been there before and hasn't had good years. So clearly there's no correlation.
I disagree with you. Not that he's going to learn something
first
he didn't
of
know.
All, we don't know what he's doing. So he could be doing something like personal and important. So
correct.
Hard to say like you should be there. You don't know what he's doing.
Sure.
I agree with that.
Okay.
But if there's not a better excuse.
You also.
This goes back into what we were talking about. And Kyle Pitts has had a little bit of this discussion around him in the last couple of seasons anyways about guys loving football.
Are they playing football? Are they doing stuff?
They're rolling like through drills,
yeah, they do
and
drills
stuff.
And
he's hurt.
And stuff like that.
Remember? He didn't do any of the stuff at the Falcons thing because his foot hurts.
You know, there's still no pictures from camp when he was supposedly there.
Well, he's
not one picture.
All right. I'm
saying. Stick up for him all you want.
I'm not sticking up for him. I'm just saying.
He's allowed to have a private life.
Who
that's
cares?
Fine.
Like,
I'm also allowed to say it's not a great look.
But it's not any look. Like, there's no look. Why is it not a good look?
You don't think 75 other NFL tight ends have a private
Warner's
life, personal life?
Not?
I don't. I mean, but it's just a thing that has been invented. It's not like a mandatory thing, or
it's
even
not
a,
mandatory. But you should probably go to things like that when 75 other tight ends in the NFL are there.
But
know.
Why? Like, who
to learn something?
Is
man,
is everyone there? Like,
it's an activity that 75 guys who play his position chose to attend to try and improve ahead of the upcoming season
that he's gone to before. And not improved in the upcoming season. So clearly it matters not. And then is not going to be at this one. And maybe he'll play good next year or not.
It's not biology 101. It's not the same curriculum as it was 3 years ago.
Oh, they're
going to
be covering more important stuff this year. That would help.
I have a funny something to share real quick. Or go ahead.
If he was playing well and wasn't there, no one would care.
But he's not playing well.
Right.
So he should do everything he
can.
Any
way that you can.
You think Kyle Pitts is going to get better at tight end going to this thing?
Can't get worse.
Okay.
He could get worse.
Okay.
Not by maybe going
I've
to tight
seen
end.
Worse.
He wouldn't come out of tight end university any worse.
Okay. I feel proud that I represented the Randy McMichael portion of the show on that one, because Randy would have thought that was dumb too.
Randy would have been there.
Probably.
He probably would have been there.
Yeah.
Probably. Probably would have been there. All right. Well, good. Now we're at the end of it. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day. Okay. Big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. React to what happened last night in the NBA draft. Talk a little Braves. They can win the series if they win tonight. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.